Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to show number 3025. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
I'm out.
Montgomery! The men's room. On tap today, here come the bad jokes, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clap.
Drinkity drum. All right, here we go. Hospital in China apologizes after playing porn in the waiting room. Dubai airport welcomes jet with water cannon, opening a gaping wound in the plane. Seriously. Florida man arrested at Olive Garden for eating shirtless and drunk with his hands. Oregon has so much weed, a seven-year surplus as it now stands. And shocker, Alexa is listening to your conversations, but you knew that already. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Being a disgusting human being, right? It comes in many forms. For example, BuzzFeed has a list of seven questions about your general hygiene and cleanliness. It's things like, how often do you change your sheets? How often do you shower? How long do you leave dishes in the sink, etc.? That's your garden variety disgusting. Then there's next level stuff like actress Alicia Silverstone. You might remember a few years ago, Alicia posted a video in which she pre-chewed food and then had her 10-month-old son eat it directly out of her mouth. Naturally, people freaked out. Well, now actress Kristen Cavallari, she comes along and she shared with the world that she once had clogged milk ducts. So her husband, former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler, he sucked the blockages out. On a side note, doctors recommend Epsom salt or a heating pad, but no, they use Jay's mouth. So there's that type of disgusting as well. And then there's disgusting like the comments I heard on yesterday's episode. We were having a conversation about peanut butter, and more people than you would believe swear by peanut butter and Cheetos. That, to me, in and among itself, is disgusting. So disgusting comes in many forms. We want to know how you're disgusting. Here is today's question. What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting.
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the Men's Room.
Oh, the show's away we go. Welcome to show number 3025.
What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat is once again, bring on those bad jokes. Ryan Castle, the drug in charge, will be in to kick off the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Oh boy, what a late night it was last night.
Coming up with some tongue twisters for Ted and Ted versus the FCC. Lo and behold, you're not going to believe this. We came in here today. And wouldn't you know it, we have a listener who decided that he wanted to take a crack at Ted versus the FCC.
I would say let us know this. I would have gone to bed so much earlier.
So he submitted that. Wow. And we're going to go with, as we say, listeners come first.
I can't even tell how tired everyone is. Mm-hmm. We've been hallucinating in here. It's just questioning our own sanity.
People are farting.
That's right. Another round of profile that's coming up. So it's a big show for you today. And today we're going to talk about disgusting. Now, there's all different types of disgusting. There's disgust. If you've had a roommate and you've seen some of the food combinations they put together, you cannot believe what people eat. That can be disgusting as far as just putting ketchup in places where it doesn't belong.
Hey, man, I did it once. I didn't know it attracted ants. But that's it. But that does not make you a disgusting human being.
No, but it's a disgusting thing.
But there's a disgusting thing.
Right. I've seen people put ketchup on a salad before. All right. That's the one I'm specifically speaking of. Now, I realize that Thousand Island dressing and Russian dressing aren't too far off. But ketchup on top of salad with cucumbers and carrots might have been one of those things where I almost could not believe what I was saying at the time.
I agree that that is disgusting, as a vegetable hater, I would say the best thing about that salad is the ketchup.
Now taste it. Just taste it. I tasted it. Guess what it tasted like?
Ketchup on lettuce?
Tastes like somebody put ketchup on lettuce. You know what I mean?
I guess I've had lettuce with ketchup on a burger.
Sure.
There's a burger and a bun.
Right. There's more to it than just the ketchup and the lettuce. So that's disgusting, right?
God. The salad is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's talk about Jay Cutler and his wife, Kristen Cavallari. They do a reality TV show called Very Cavallari. Very Cavallari. Now, here's what we know about Jay Cutler. Being NFL fans, we've watched him for a number of years. Jay Cutler always had that disposition and just that kind of overall feel of, I just don't care.
Yeah, he had the ability that in the toughest of circumstances, didn't care if he won or lost and put in equal effort.
You can see it on his face. He might have been a gamer. He might have been someone who was very competitive. He obviously had the tools it takes to be an NFL quarterback. You could just never tell by watching him that he cared at all.
During the game.
Anything. He is just one of those guys that's flatlined wherever he is. There's nothing wrong with the level he's at. He's definitely not too high. He's not too low. He's just right in the middle the whole time, which is probably, I guess, a good aspect to have being a quarterback. You know what I mean?
He played 12 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
He made Vanderbilt actually decent when he was there. So, he was a good quarterback. But
he didn't care.
But him and Eli Manning always have that look of like, eh.
No, don't care.
Eli Manning always looks like he has bad heartburn. Like, every time they show his face, like, he has the face you make when you don't think people are looking.
Yeah.
But that's his natural expression.
Sure. But as far as the show goes, now, Kristen Cavallari, somebody, please educate me on how we should originally know her. Is she a reality star?
No, I looked it up today because I said, look, man, I know her name. I don't know if she's a singer or an actress. And I said, is she an actress? And this is Miles' response. Yeah, I think. So that's when I Googled it.
She's on The Hills.
That's what it was.
Okay.
I'm like, it was a California show.
Because there was like Laguna Beach and then The Hills. She was one of those stars.
All right.
So, I mean, she kind of made a living kind of acting as herself.
Okay.
Wait, were those reality shows or were those scripted?
They were reality shows.
They were reality shows.
Ish. I got you.
You know what I mean? Like, reality show is a very loose term.
Exactly. But it wasn't a situational show.
No. It gave us her and remember, who was that awful couple? Spencer Pratt.
Oh,
and Heidi
Montag, Skin Tag.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Heidi, very good. Now look how hip we are.
Ah.
Connect the dots.
We're only 20 years behind the times now. Look in your rearview mirror. Can you make us out?
Now, the good thing about...
I got to say this, though. Laguna Beach and The Hills, that show kind of makes you hate people in Orange County. But I've had drinks in Laguna Beach. It is beautiful.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to take that away, isn't it?
I know.
That's why you hate them.
So now they have a show called Very Cavallari, and it's on E! And on the show, in the promotional promo they did for the series, Kristen reveals that she once had a problem with clogged milk ducts, and her man came to the rescue. Now, I don't know what you know about clogged milk ducts, okay? I don't know a lot. I've had maybe an experience here or there, right?
And he started lactating again, ladies and gentlemen.
But what I can tell you is that there's various ways that this can happen. This could happen within the breast as far as where the clog is. And I've also personally seen it happen kind of underneath the arm. All right, so as far as where your
duct is. Explain that one to me.
Okay, so you're...
Was your child sucking in the armpit of a maiden?
It's backing up.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, so it's the milk line. Right,
exactly. So it's just... if it becomes clogged... traditionally, there's ways that you can unclog this.
I looked it up, and it said, if you're just going to do it at home, it said, massage the breast apply a heating pad to the breast or Epsom salts.
Sure.
And they did none of those.
Right.
And all of those seem like very easy things to do to me.
Think of it like, you know, your pump lotion that you have on your bathroom. You know, it gets that dry, crusty little knob at the end. And sometimes, like, you know, if you
pop hit it hard,
it's going to fly out five different ways. And that's, so, you know, it's kind of like that. You got to get rid of the clog there. And then when you get rid of the clog, you know, you get free flowing lotion. You know what I'm saying?
Or milk.
Right. Exactly. So, Jay Cutler, who is apparently the hero of the show.
My brother has called me and been like, have you watched this show? Jay Cutler is awesome on it.
For real?
Yes.
For real. And we used to hate on him all the time when he was playing in the league.
And he's hysterical.
Yeah.
Because he's Jay Cutler.
Okay.
And she's a little bit more of a California type that you would stereotypically call, you know what I mean, like that person. So, yeah, both of them, he just does not give a crap about anything. She's a little bit more image conscious. You get how this works. Either way, she says that her man came to the rescue when she had the clogged milk ducts. Quote, Jay had to get them out for me, sucking harder than he's ever sucked. And you know what? He saved my life. Jay and Kristen have three kids, 5 and 6-year-old sons and a 3-year-old daughter.
It's funny because people always said Jay Cutler sucks, and now we have definitive proof of this.
But he saved her life.
He didn't save her life. You're not going to die from it.
Would you go in on that?
No.
On hers? Yeah.
I mean, if that was your wife.
But wait.
The mother of your kid.
But she is clogged milk.
If you're Jay Cutler's friend and you're on the couch and he won't do it, you'll jump in?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a friend. I'm going to help out Jay.
All right.
Get down on his wife's.
So you don't care that it's a clogged milk mug. They're going to get sprayed in the face for the
milk. Once you unclog, more like.
For the chance to do this.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, I mean, yeah.
She should have auctioned it off.
That's right.
I am clogged milk ducts. I is better.
Okay.
I mean, I wonder, though, for him, since it's his wife, I don't know. That just seems like it would take away a little of the romance.
I mean,
maybe he's thinking like what you're thinking. So in a while, I'm in.
Yeah. Once you have kids, you know what I mean? A lot of that stuff is just, it's got to be practical, I guess, a little bit more so. All right, let's see. We also have, and this is a different kind of disgusting.
Yeah, that's one version.
Depending on how you want to look at it. But Democratic presidential field already has, they say, Andrew Yang, the guy who's going to war against circumcision. And now they have a guy named John Hinkenlooper.
Hinkenlooper.
The guy who took his mom to see the movie Deep Throat. This was back in the 70s.
I mean, geez, man.
Well, this is going to sound
Happy
disgusting.
Mother's Day!
But I took my mom to see Deep Throat. Did you see how this question plays out today?
I want to qualify this first.
This is going
to
sound disgusting, but I dry sucked the gunkiness out of my wife's nipple, and she had free-flowing milk after that.
Right.
So, back in the 70s, when Deep Throat was in theaters, this was a pretty big deal, and it was actually trendy and mainstream to go see it. So during a CNN town hall, Hinkenlooper said, quote, I didn't know what an X-rated movie was. We thought it was a little naughty, but we didn't think it was that bad.
a little naughty.
He actually planned to go see it with a friend, but he invited his mom so she wouldn't be sitting at home all by herself. He says the best part of the story was that even when they found out what kind of movie it was, mom refused to leave the theater. Hinkenlooper said, quote, I said repeatedly, I think we should leave. I think we should go. But she said, once we paid, we're going to stay.
That's the best part of the story.
Yeah.
That is weird.
That's awesome.
You're
going to drag me to this movie? I'm going to watch it.
So I want you to think about this. Someone said, look, we're tying you to a chair. We have tied your mother to the chair next to you. And we're going to show Deep Throat.
Could you imagine watching anything like that with your parents?
No. I don't even want to know that my mom watches porn. Much less sitting beside me.
I mean, that had to be a hell of a thing.
And also, don't ever use the term a little naughty when referencing something with your mother.
Well, yeah, even then, like, well, even if it's a little naughty. But that one was like, that was a game changer. Man, that was the Star Wars of the porn world when it came out, right? It changed every single thing that you could imagine.
I cannot imagine that my mother watches pornography.
You might be surprised.
If I got on her laptop and I realized that she watched pornography, I think my mind would be blown. I'd probably take her out to dinner right there. Like, thank God.
You'd be that shocked.
I'd be shocked, but I'd be somewhat excited that at least she was somewhat normal. You know what I mean?
But what if it was like...
Oh, I don't know,
what if
man.
It was like Big Black Brothers with pepperoni nipples?
Well, that...
I mean, how would you feel? Yeah, it's not that they watch porn. What kind of porn
I'll tell
did
you what
discover?
I'd understand why, living in West Virginia, she might have a hard time dating.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No wonder you've been single for so long. It would explain things.
Like, I hope my parents watch porn. I don't want to know what kind
exactly.
of porn they want.
Because it's disgusting.
It's just, right. It's just
yeah, I'd
matter.
Be fine finding out, like... seeing her like dating profile, but I do not need to know what kind of porn my mom's a saint.
Mom, I gotta ask you something. Right. What kind of porn are you watching, filthy woman?
That's what you'd say, though. This
you back on the puffy nipples?
This is gonna sound disgusting, but my mom likes puffy nipples.
Right. Man, I can't shake it.
Reminds her of high school, I guess.
The worst thing you've learned about your family. My mom likes puffy nipples on dudes.
It is weird. Like, Steve and I have had this conversation.
What is this? The bad cardinal.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Yeah. In our generation, like, the bra shaped the boob. So, like, if you looked at a Sears catalog from, like, 1975 or whatever, the shape of a woman's breast was much different than it is today based on the entrapment devices.
Hey, look at those old Playboy bunnies, man. They're all, like, torpedoes, right? It looks like the profile of Snoopy. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, Snoopy took a mugshot and did profile. Right, exactly. Like, that is the boob you saw until, like, 1978, mm-hmm. and then things changed.
Really did.
It's amazing. Much more variety, mm-hmm. I will say that.
Our question, what story do you believe, do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Joey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. I like to put mayonnaise on pizza.
Come on, man.
That's it.
What kind of pizza? You put ranch on everything.
You're right.
Thing.
You're absolutely right.
Do you put do you smear it on there? Or you dipping it in the mayonnaise?
Oh, just get a little sweet and drops here and there, and there you go.
All right. Any kind of pizza, or is it just cheese pizza, or what do you get?
It's best with pepperoni.
Well, I do dip my ranch sauce in pepperoni pizza. Or I dip my pizza in my pepperoni pizza.
You know, man.
Yeah, and I've definitely just... And like, if you had a sandwich with pepperoni on it, I'd put mayonnaise on it.
It sounds more disgusting than it probably actually
is. Yeah, because a hot Italian grinder sometimes has mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But okay. Wait, all right. But would you choose mayonnaise over ranch?
No, absolutely not.
You would choose ranch first?
I would choose ranch first.
Okay, all right.
But why don't you put ranch on pizza?
If it's like a taco pizza from Godfather's, absolutely, ranch first. But, I mean, when you're on the crunch, pizza. I mean, mayonnaise is the way to go.
Okay. Taco pizza from Godfather's. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
I feel like that's a drunk move I would do.
What, taco pizza?
No, mayonnaise. Like, I'm out of ranch. Like, I don't have, like, I'll just dip it in some mayonnaise.
It just seemed odd. Yeah, they said, hey, man, I'll put mayonnaise on my pizza. So I assume, like, that is his thing. But in the end, it's not really. It's just in a pinch.
Yeah.
What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, so I was about 19, 20 years old, and I was dating a girl about 2 years by then, and we had been talking about, you know, maybe trying anal. So me, you know, being a young guy, I was real excited about it. Well, we started drinking one night, and I didn't realize I was supposed to pay attention to what she ate that day.
Oh, no.
And
Say no more.
That's right. What did she eat?
Say no more.
Taco Bell.
Oh.
Come on, man.
All right.
I mean, that's an amateur move. We can guess.
I mean, like, we know how that story ends.
And so I wanted to know, what did they eat?
Mm-hmm.
That is an amateur.
And
especially,
you know,
if it's something
guess
you've
what?
Been talking about. It's something you've been talking about, a discussion of why. If that were the topic of the conversation, I'd be like, look,
also,
where do you want to go for dinner? But let me tell you where we're not going. Chili's, Taco Bell, KFC.
Also, that's just an urban legend like Bigfoot.
Look,
I've never eaten it. I eat Taco Bell for almost a year. It's straight every day at one point in my lifetime. I never got sick. Ever.
But that
Ever.
Is you.
Right, but
I don't eat vegetables. I'm all right.
I'm kind of with Miles, though. It seems like for some reason, people just say, it's always like, oh, we had Mexicans.
Taco
you know what
Bell.
Happened next.
Well,
like,
especially...
If you ate a bunch of refried beans, you might fart more.
It's beans and spices.
Yeah. Taco Bell in itself has never made me sick, or anybody that I know sick, and we get like 900 items. You know what I mean? Like, so surely if you're going to get sick, it's going to be in one of those 9 million.
Did you have anal sex afterwards?
No.
The one food I've noticed, and not that door, but the other door, you're right, is spicy food.
Right.
Like chicken wings.
Sure. And
you go out for wings and beer, and then you... do something else, and you're like, ah, spicy.
Every spicy.
What do you mean, do something else? What am I missing?
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
Wow.
That was
audio charades.
I think I'm just trying to wonder where that's going on.
God.
Now I'm trying to wonder.
Someone was going to have sex tonight, and they're going to hear that sound, and it is over.
Ooh, chicken wings.
Everyone's libido has been extinguished.
What?
We apologize. Jeez. Good God, man.
I need a drink. What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, you got the point.
Understood. Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
I'm guessing you got that hit, huh?
Yeah, and I went miles, dude. I talk about it all the time, dude. There's nothing wrong there.
Thank
but when you.
You
go to the Shell gas station, I tell you what, dude, you get an extra 45 minute break at work.
I will say, I feel like gas station tacos are a roll of the dice.
If you put gas station in front of anything, it's understood that maybe you're not your best today. Right. Hey, gas station sushi.
Gas station,
hey,
all right, brother. Gas station egg salad sandwich.
Right.
I think that's
just
the lowest. That's the lowest form.
Kids,
it?
Listen to me. If you're late for school and you got to lie about the problem is, say, hey, man, I stopped at a Shell station on the way and I got a gas station egg salad.
Egg salad sandwich and a triangle pack of vacuum plastic. If you do that, man,
right.
you know, man, I think that's when you reevaluate. You just like step back for a minute and go, what am I doing?
I got a boiled egg from under a heat lamp.
And it's a hot day.
I don't feel great.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So my story involves Four Locos. So my wife's best friend, I've known her since we lived down in California or whatever. She finally came up here to Washington for the first time or whatever. You know, we're pressing her and stuff. We went out and I decided to drink like four or five of those Four Locos back in the day. And not knowing it, it kicked me. It kicked me pretty good to the point where I was hugging my toilet, and my pants were halfway down around my ankles, and I was missing the toilet with my upstream, and every time I was puking, it was coming out my backside. Just getting a direct shot of what I was doing.
Oh, God. That's a ringing endorsement for Four Loko.
Did someone come and throw you in the tub? I mean, that should be a commercial.
That's the nastier part.
Maybe they should just have a picture of you when people ask why it was banned.
She's so pissed off at me. She picked me up, and just remember, we spent like $6,000 on new carpet in the house. Got that shag carpet.
Oh,
it was dropping from my leg all the way to the toilet and all the way to the tub, and all she did was turn on the freaking shower, left the shower curtain open, left me there all night, and I had to wake up the next morning to clean it all up, dude. It was horrible.
Wow, man. That's
that's disgusting.
Four Loko.
What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Alicia Silverstone defends pre-chewing food for her son Bear, who is 10 months old. That's all you need to know about the story. Our question, what story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. 844-999-OLA.
On a quick side note, the thing that I think Alicia should have apologized for is that she named her son Bear. And his name is Bear Blue.
Mm-hmm. It's a baby bird style, is what they call it. When you chew the food for your children.
Yeah.
Or you could just get a, you know, submersion blender or maybe, I don't know.
Baby food?
Cuisinart, baby food, something like
They've
that.
Come up with products to feed children. Mm-hmm. Hello, Calvin. Welcome to the men's room.
Slave on slave.
Hola.
Hola.
What's going on, guys?
How are you, sir?
Well, this is going to sound disgusting. I was a younger man and decided I would be a good idea to drink an entire fifth of Bacardi Select rum with one large Coca-Cola from Jack in the Box. Didn't work out so well. I finished my ultimate cheeseburger and large order fries and my bottle of rum.
Well, it's good that you ate, so you had something to throw up.
Yeah, and that's kind of where my thinking was. I was trying to be a responsible 22-year-old adult.
No such thing.
So by the time I'd finished, I knew that I was probably going to have a reversal of fortune, if you would, and didn't want to have to worry about getting to the bathroom to throw up in the toilet. So I thought I'd be smart, grabbed the small waste basket from the bathroom and brought it into my small bedroom where I had the door closed and the windows closed. Well, at some point in the middle of the night, I was extremely nauseous, rolled over, puked in the trash can, and passed back out. Well, about, I don't know, 8 to 10 hours later, as I came to, the smell of rum was quite pungent in the small bedroom where I had left in the daytime heat, if you will. And so I was like, I need to get rid of this. I don't want to look at it. I go to the bathroom. I stick it under the faucet in the bathtub. I turn the water on. Just not even wanted to look at it. Well, I must have sounded like Alan Thicke as I, look out. The water in the bathtub is going up, not down.
Oh.
So I have to reach into the murky waters and dig out the clumps of food that were clogging the drain and keeping the water from going out. Oh. That was the day I realized I don't chew my food at all when I'm drunk. Because as the water finally got, or, you know, whatever we'll call it, water, finally drained, there was a film left on the halfway up the bathtub. I spotted a gigantic chunk of ultimate cheeseburger with a piece of cheese still attached.
That is impressive.
One medium-sized french fry, both ends.
Both ends.
Still intact.
Both ends still intact?
You just
both
threw it in your mouth
that
and
is
swallowed,
amazing.
Man? Good Lord.
Yeah, I must have just been just shoveling at that point.
Yeah, are you more conscious of how long you chew your food
so
now?
So you don't die? Oh, maybe like get that, sliders or shoestring day. Fries?
Since that day, I make sure to give at least 2 to 3 chomps on every fry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
It's brutal.
Yeah, chewing your food is a good thing.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those vague memories that I have. That while I was throwing up, I was like, man, that seems like a lot of just whole food coming out.
Okay.
Does everybody have that, though? Like, you're puking, so you're already miserable because your body is rejecting something, right? And certainly if you've eaten within the last 2 hours, you can't help but kind of inspect your puke to
see you always
how
do.
Well did you chew.
Yeah, right.
Can you still tell what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it kind of pink-colored? There's all kinds of questions I have.
Why is it kind of pink-colored?
I'm not sure.
Like, I was like, am I dying?
Stomach acid?
No, stomach acid. Well, bile is yellow, isn't it?
Yeah, but who knows what happens?
I don't know. I just know puke always seems to be orange or pink.
The worst is when you puked everything out and you're just sitting there going,
yeah, the dry heaves.
And like one little thing trickles out of the corner of your mouth. You're like,
dry heaving is the worst.
That's when you know you're going to have a horrible day. You've got nothing in you. Really, what you need is an IV.
Yeah.
At that point.
One of the worst things I think to have to, I remember puking up and I'd had shredded pork earlier, right? The shredded pork has its consistency, but no matter how well you chewed it, it looks exactly like shredded pork when you puke it back up. And I just remember in that moment, I'm like, am I ruined? Unshredded. Because I'm looking at this, right? Like, I'm not happy to see it this time around, but it looks exactly the same. And all I can think is, man, I swear I chewed you before you went down. It's done. That's the one.
What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting. 844-999-OLA.
Pizza's bad, too.
Because it looks like brains.
Yeah, because there's so many different ingredients. And some, like, when you eat them, it's just a slice of pizza. When you puke it up, every ingredient has separated from the tomato sauce is there, the cheese is there, there's pepperoni, there's a fleck of basil, there's the dough. You're like, oh my God, man. Yeah, pizza's not good deconstructed. Hello, Forrest. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hey, so it's not really like a story in particular. It's more of like an ongoing thing. But something that's kind of gross that I do is like I eat pickles and peanut butter.
No, you don't. Come on, man.
I swear to God.
You don't sound like the guy that would do that, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting no read on this. Doesn't seem to me like you have any of that in you.
Right?
Yeah.
Last guy we suspect.
Yeah, no. Who'd have thunk
it,
huh?
The other thing about it, too, though, is I like to eat it in the shower.
Okay. All right.
Come on.
There we go. Forrest, everybody.
Forrest, yes.
Bringing you your entertainment. Jesus, God.
Pickles and peanut butter in the shower.
I'm going to get real stoned and call the men's room. I'll make up some dumb crap.
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, muchachos.
Hola.
¿Cómo va?
No idea what you just said.
Uh-oh. Yeah. We have to check our translator. Just hold on for a minute.
Yeah, hang on the line. What did he say? Kumo ba?
I don't know.
He asked us how we were?
I don't know. I thought that was...
Como se está?
Yeah. Mo bien? No.
What did he say? Como ba?
I think he said...
Santana says that in the song.
Oye como ba. Oye como ba.
We'll ask him.
What story do you always begin with? This is going to sound disgusting.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.